As the pandemic continues to keep many of us in our homes, houseplants have become a refuge for people longing for the outdoors. But winter can invite new problems for houseplants. Dry air and reduced sunlight can be difficult for plants, but these conditions are great for pests like spider mites. Gardening expert Melinda Myers knows all about these pests and how to get rid of them. She joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about it.
What are spider mites?
You know, that's a great question. They're really related to spiders, not true insects. And so that's really important to know because many insecticides won't kill spider mites. And so when we're looking to control them, we need to keep that in mind. They're very tiny. So often we see signs or of the symptoms that spider mites are present rather than the insect because they're so small, you'll need a hand lens to see them. So you may see a bronzing of the leaves. They have a piercing, sucking mouth part. It looks like a little needle that they inject into the leaf and then suck the plant juices. They secrete the excess as honeydew. It's a clear, sticky substance. And I find that's what gardeners usually tell me. They're seeing this clear, sticky substance and don't know where it comes from. You can take a sheet of white paper and shake the leaves over the paper. And sometimes you can see these little specks scurrying across the paper. And that's a way to see and maybe confirm that that is truly the problem you have. You don't want to wait for the webs because by the time you see the webbing, you really have a high population of spider mites. It's still treatable, but it's a lot more work on your part.
I was about to say, I saw like little webs that appeared. And at first it was just on maybe one little leaf. And then now I was seeing, I didn't start to see webs on other things, but I did start to see little specks.
Yeah. So one of the things too is to isolate that plant as soon as you see it on one is to, if you have the ability to move it away from your other house plants to avoid infecting them.
I guess this gets to a bigger question, because when I started to look this up, a lot of people have been having this problem right now. How do you get them?
You know, great question. Well, first of all, the environment in our homes is perfect for spider mites. We've got the heat on, so the air is hot and dry, and that's where they thrive, and that's where our house plants suffer. So some may have tagged along when you brought them indoors, and as the growing conditions got worse for the house plants or your house plants were struggling, the spider mites started building up in population. They may have hopped a ride in with another plant, maybe a holiday plant or someone shared a gift plant with you. You may have picked them up somewhere when, you know, if you're checking out a plant and, you know, it may have hopped along on you, which is kind of a creepy thought, but usually it's coming in with another plant, or if you buy potting mix that's not sterile, it may come along with that. But a lot of times what happens is there's small populations, but the plants tolerate the damage until they're really stressed with the poor growing conditions. Low light, dry air, houseplants struggle, spider mites thrive.
Now, you mentioned these are not really insects. They're much more related to spiders, which does make it difficult to get rid of them. What are some tricks that you use?
The first thing I'd recommend is really give your plant a shower. So I always kind of try to cover the potting mix so I don't get soil in the sink. If I take small plants to my kitchen sink or larger plants to the shower and then hose them off, and that can dislodge a lot of the insects. And if you can, spray the underside of the leaves as well as the above side. That's the first step. Then you can look for an organic control. Insecticidal soap, lightweight horticulture oils like Summit Year-Round Spray Oil will kill any of the spider mites they touch. Now, they're safe and organic, but you'll need to do repeat applications because they only kill what they touch. And so the good side is if you have kids and pets, you know, these are safe products. The systemics you can use, many of them, check the label, will work. But again, then that pesticide is in the leaves. So if you have a cat, like I do, that likes to munch on plants, you know, that's not good for your pets either. And kids that might be curious and munching on houseplant leaves, which, you know, we can always try to train both our kids and our pets not to do that. But you always want to be safe. So that's why I usually opt for an organic option.
So they're taking the nutrients out of the plant. What happens when the plant dies? What happens to the spider mites?
Well, they usually try to find someplace else to go. And so if you want to just prevent them from infecting something else, and, you know, they can hitch a ride on your watering can, or if you're doing some grooming on your tools or even your hands, you need to be careful you're not transporting them to another plant. This is where I decide great time to add them to the compost pile. If your plant dies, put that plant in the compost pile. It's cold outside, they're toast. And so that's one way to prevent their spread. You know, they're going to look for other plants to feed upon, so they're going to look for some source of food. And if they can't find it, they'll eventually die.
All right. Well, for people who are dealing with spider mites, hopefully this will get them out.
You know, persistence is the key, so always check that.
Melinda Myers, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you.
Melinda Myers is an expert in all things gardening and the author of many books on the topic, including the Midwest Gardener's Handbook and Small Space Gardening. She spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, and if you'd like to learn more about organic solutions to houseplant pests, Myers is hosting a webinar on the topic this coming Wednesday at 6:30. You can find more information at wuwm.com.